I am Jim Rome. Welcome to the jungle. Nice to have you here. We are broadcasting live in Southern California in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. What's cracking? Nice to have you here. Full show for you. Good news is we are open phones in hour number one. I've got my three interviews like I typically do, but not until the second hour. Take advantage of it. Get up in here. Jump in. You know, since the start of the show, or the start of the year, the show's been great in that we're in new markets, we're on new platforms, we're getting new telephone calls. I never know day-to-day who's going to call the program, so have at it. That phone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686.
You're my idol, man.
Every single day, it's something new, it's something different. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitate.com. Sweet 16 getting underway in a few hours. Great action in the NBA last night. Lots to get to. I've got college football, pro football, maybe some NHL. Do not wait on me. In fact, never wait on me. Know what you want to talk about. Coming strong. We'll get you right up. Coming up in hour number two, the head basketball coach at Arizona State, Bobby Hurley, joins us. We'll talk about their run this year, and we'll get his thoughts on the Sweet 16. Bobby Hurley joins me at the top of the second hour. Third hour loaded up. Danny Johnson, an NFL draft prospect from Southern U, joins us. Top of hour three, Clemson head basketball coach Brad Brunell, also in the third hour. First hour is open, clones. Use it. Hit me up right now. It is springtime. You never know it from the weather, both here and on the East Coast, but it is springtime, and springtime means it is smack-off season. You know where to find me. Let's get at it. 1-800-636-8686. All right, starting with the NBA. So much attention on LeBron James is about what's going to happen next. What's he going to do? Is he going to stay in Cleveland? Is he going to go to L.A.? Is he going to complete the process in Philly? Or the one thing that could burn the association to the ground, go to the Bay and gravy train Golden State for another ring or three. The problem with that is all that what comes next talk gets in the way of what's happening right now. Every single night, 15 seasons into it, at age 33, LBJ is not just the same killer he's always been. I'm going to say the guy's even better. We've always known that this guy was a freak of the highest order, and that was before he was gaining the weight of a human head during a playoff game. But right now, we're seeing one of the best to ever hoop play better ball than arguably he has ever played before. And he's doing it without his head coach, and he's doing it with a built-on-the-fly supporting cast, and his roster busted up and on ice. 71 games, 71 starts, 27 points, 9 dimes, 8 rips a game, and he's doing it at age 33. I mean, it shouldn't be humanly possible. Look, I've got absolutely no interest in hopping into that tired, played out Mount Rushmore of lava debates about who is better, LeBron or MJ, LeBron or MJ. But let me say this. At this age, 23 was already wearing 45. He'd already traded the jump man for the fadeaway jumper. But if you've been watching LeBron every single night, you know this guy's not trading in any of his old tools. He's adding new ones. I mean, I thought the highlight of the week for the King would be that 40, 12, and 10 that he dropped on the Greek Freak. The first guy to go 4-0 on Giannis. But then the King went and he dialed up absolute malice on our neighbors to the north. Toronto rolls into the queue, the hottest team in the East, and they roll out on a gurney. Cleveland, 132. Toronto, 129. Also, the Raptors dropped 79 in the first half. They went to the break with a 15-point lead, and they still walked out with their souls in a doggy bag for the plane ride home. Check this stat. NBA teams were 45-0 since 1990 when scoring 79 in the first half, so go ahead and make that 45-1 now that LeBron is done with them. Check this stat line if you're looking for total domination. 35 points, 17 dimes, 7 boards, and the most important stat, no turnovers. No turnovers. 17 dimes and no turnovers. And if you're wondering when the last time an NBA player had 35 points and 15 or more assists in a game with no turnovers, the answer is nobody really knows. Nobody's sure. because the folks at the Elias Sports Bureau have been tracking that stat for 40 years, and nobody had ever done it until last night. Hell, the only 33-year-old to ever drop 17 dimes with no turnovers was Steve Nash. And Steve Nash was a point guard, not a 6'8" super freak that deserves his own superhero flick in the Marvel Universe. I'm telling you, this guy, how about this guy? LeBron wrapped his arms around Joe Thomas this week to congratulate the starting left tackle, and a Hall of Fame on an NFL Hall of Fame career. Joe Thomas was the smaller of the two. Wrap your head around that. So what this guy can do, and what this guy continues to do, really is bordering on insanity. Yeah, but don't take my word for it. Listen to his interim head coach, Larry Drew, who has been in the association for nearly four decades.
I've never seen anything like it, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, 17 assists, 35 points, and no turnovers. It's just amazing at what he does night in and night out. How he sustains it is just mind-boggling. You know, first of all, he is so driven to win and to be the best. And what he brings for us, I mean, it's just, you know, you can't describe it. But he is the guy we know that, you know, we go through and depend on a lot. And we need him to, you know, to bring the other guys along, which he has done. It just seems like every night, you know, the things that he do, I sit over there and just kind of shake my head. And I'm just glad that I'm coaching. Yeah.
Again, that's a guy who's been around this thing for four decades. It's such a great soundbite, too, because it's so true. How the hell does this guy do this physically at age 33? And not only that, how does that guy have that drive still at that age? This guy's got everything. I mean, really nothing left to prove other than becoming the GOAT. But the fact that he's got that will to compete, that will to prepare, he's got that grind, he's got that work ethic, when he has all those other things, is amazing. I mean, you can crack him for his social game. You can crack him for his old man sense of humor. You can crack him even for that spotty salad on top of his dome, which you clones always crack him for. But never crack this guy for what he does on the floor and his will to prepare off it. Because basketball players are not supposed to age like this. They're supposed to age out. Now, he'll tell you he's aging like fine wine. Corny, sure. Oh, speaking of LeBron and corny, I've got a take on that too, which I'll get to later on. Yeah, I age like fine wine. A little corny, but it doesn't bother me. I don't drink wine. And the guy's right. Dude should not be doing what he's doing every single night, regardless of age. And they sure as hell shouldn't be doing it every single night 15 years in. And not with another couple of extra seasons on his tires after a 7-year run of NBA Finals and playing Team USA ball. And while I should not have to say this, I have to say the point remains. As long as this guy is doing what he's doing, as long as the King is on the court, the East does still run through Cleveland. I know this Cleveland team is not as dangerous as some of the others he's been on. I know they're double-digit games back. I know they don't have their head coach right now. I know they're busted up. I just don't care about any of that. Not the way this guy's playing right now. That's not what they were. They're not what they were, but the other powers in the East all have questions too. So, if anybody can erase somebody else's home court advantage, it is LeBron. And you still have to beat this freak four times in seven games to get out of the East. You still have to put the King in the ground four times out of seven. And until I actually see somebody do it, I'm going to say it's not happening. Not the way he's balling right now. So, Cleveland, my advice to you, you best enjoy this. You best enjoy this because this guy's never been better, and you know he's on the clock. And when he does leave this time, do not rush out for the lighter fluid. Do not rush to YouTube with your little bonfire of LeBron memorabilia. Just thank this guy for bringing you the one thing you never thought that you would see in your entire lifetime or your children's lifetime, a world championship. Have to start the show and have to acknowledge what this guy's doing because I've never seen anything like it. 1-800-636-8686. And I don't care where they are in the standings, the East is still going to run through them. If he's playing the way he's playing and he stays healthy, the East is going to run through them still yet. Also, I've got a second LeBron take a little bit later on. LeBron was asked before the game. He had a big night, by the way, on the court and off it. He was asked before the game what he thought about that new playoff format that's being bandied about. that little miniature play-in tournament for the NBA, he had a tremendous response. In fact, probably my best response from, or my favorite response from LeBron about anything at all. So I've got a second take on him coming up a little bit later on. I mentioned the Sweet 16 going to tip off a little bit later on today. I'd be hard-pressed to say, and I'm going to try and manage my expectations, I would be hard-pressed to say that the second weekend could live up to the first weekend, but you never know. We'll get into it. I'll tell you what I like about the Sweet 16, who I like, and why. But again, don't wait on me. Call your shot. Get up in here right now. Open phones in hour number one. Other news today. I love it. The NFL is updating the catch rule. They feel like they finally have this thing figured out, that they have simplified what is and what is not a catch. I'm here to tell you, they haven't. They haven't. I will tell you now what they're suggesting is a catch, and I will tell you once again what I think is a catch. This is getting so much better. And by better, I mean worse. They say they've simplified it. They have not. Last time we saw Nick Saban, he was covered in confetti, celebrating that walk-off championship, and now Nick is back doing Nick Saban things. Maybe you saw him meet with the media. I have that for you. So it's snowing on the East Coast, snowing hard. It's raining here, raining hard. I'm going to make my argument for golf as legalized heroin. And I say that because it's Thursday, and you're all sweating your tee times, right? This is not a take about golf guy per se. We've already covered that. You know where I come out on that. I'm just talking about golf as legalized heroin. And don't at me by saying that I am diminishing the insidiousness of riding the horse for real. I'm not. Let's see. At Milk in Detroit tweets, is it me or is CBS Sports Radio off of Sirius XM? That's a good question, Mike. A very good question. It is not you. We have moved channels. We have moved channels. So make note of this. As of today, you can now find us, and this is a good thing. This is a very good thing. As of today, you can find us on the same channel on both Sirius and XM. Sirius channel 206. XM channel 206. You no longer have two channel numbers. Now when I tell you where to go, I'm going to send you to the same channel. Sirius XM 206. So it is not you, Mike, or Milk. It is not you. It is us. Now we have one channel, which I love. All right, so all of that is still ahead. Or if you're wondering, you can find us on CBS Sports Network, where you can not only listen, but you can watch because, as you may or may not know, the radio show is now a TV show all 3 hours every single day, and we have done this since the 2nd of January. Let's do it. Bobby Hurley next hour. Danny Johnson and Brad Brunell in hour number three.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Some of you probably get sick of hearing it, that, hey, we're on TV now. Hey, we're on satellite right now. I would imagine some of you get sick of hearing it. Just know this. I'm not sick of saying it. I love it. I've done this a long, long time, and the show is fresh, and it's new, and it's getting to people that it hasn't gotten to before. I think it's awesome. So we've got a brand new channel in space, Channel 206, Sirius XM both, Channel 206. So if you know somebody who's trying to find the program and they've got satellite, tell them that. You can find the CBS Sports Radio Network on Channel 206, and the show airs in its entirety right there. And again, we are a TV show. If you always wondered what the jungle looked like, you can find out right now. Find CBS Sports Network on Direct or Dish. And if you need help finding it, I can help you with that too. So I spent the entire open talking about LeBron and what he did last night, really what he's doing every single night. But as I mentioned, there's more to it. He had a big night both on and off the floor. Now, the NBA, according to ESPN, a report that dropped a few weeks back, the NBA has actually been kicking around this idea where instead of just taking the top eight teams from each conference for the playoffs, they would have a little mini tournament or a little play-in tournament. You know, they kind of want to manufacture that whole wild card element. They've seen what it's done for Major League Baseball. They see what it's doing for the NFL. So they want to fix what may or may not be broken. So the thinking behind that is, instead of taking the top eight teams, they would have the seventh place team, the eighth place team, the ninth place team, and the 10th place team have this little mini tournament to decide who gets to go. Ask me, that's lame. Ask LeBron, and somebody did, and he'll tell you that's whack.
That's whack.
And not just whack, but corny. Whack and corny.
That's whack.
He literally went all Del Harris on it.
Some suggestions of the NBA, either as a mid-season tournament or late season, to figure out the bottom seeds in these conferences, have some sort of one-time tournament. I'm curious, yeah, obviously, that's the other tournament going on. Do you think that there could be a...
No. No. That's whack.
That's whack.
Okay.
That's whack. Yeah, that's whack. Why? You gotta earn your spot to be in the postseason. No consolation for finishing last. That's corny.
But think you people have
that's corny.
You know, 12 through.
That's whack.
That's whack.
To play for what? What are they playing for?
I'm telling you, the audio is pretty good. But if you see the video, and we've got it on CBS Sports Network, it is so good. It is so funny. I'm the guy, like, he can't even believe the question. No, quote, no, no, no. That's whack.
That's whack.
And the reporter says, whack? He's like, yeah, it's whack.
That's whack.
It's whack.
That's whack.
Quote, why? You've got to earn your spot to be in the postseason. No consolation for finishing last. That's corny. That's corny. That's whack. To play for what? What are they playing for? Listen, last night's game was amazing. That was one of his best games ever. You might not be willing to say that that was his best game ever, but that was definitely his best quote ever. Let's start with the word choice. Corny and whack. It's incredible. I mean, the guy nailed it. Corny.
That's corny.
Corny is a fantastic word. And chasing it with whack.
That's whack.
Is even better. Alvin, if you don't mind, run that back for me one more time.
No. 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 That's whack.
That's whack.
Okay.
That's
whack.
Yeah, that's whack. Why? You gotta earn your spot to be in the postseason. No consolation for finishing last. That's corny.
But think you could have
that's corny.
12 through.
That's whack. To play for what? What are they playing for?
A play in, like to get into the playoffs.
So it'd be a. There'd be nine teams in the East?
Well, you would have like 10.
If you're watching it, it's even better. If you're watching it, it's better than listening to it. But the guy's like so bemused by the whole thing. Like, are you kidding me? Now, how would that work? There's nine teams? There's 10 teams? But my favorite part is not just him saying, that's whack and that's corny, but the fact that Del Harris is behind him somewhere just kind of jumping in with, that's whack.
That's whack.
That's whack. If
that's
you listen
whack.
To it, you can hear Del Harris. I didn't know what Del was doing. I thought Del was coaching in the D-League. Love Del Harris. Love Del Harris. I've always loved Del Harris. I just didn't know what he was doing, and now I know. Apparently, he's with the Cavaliers because you can hear him in the background every time LeBron says, man, that's corny. That's whack. You can hear Del jumping in, moving closer and closer to the mic. That's whack.
No.
Listen.
No. That's whack.
That's whack.
Yeah, right?
That's whack.
That's whack.
You got to earn your spot to be in the postseason. No consolation for finishing last.
Dell's like throwing elbows, trying to get to the front of the line so he can handle that question.
That's whack. To play for what are they playing for?
You know what's even better? Dell rings the bell, too, when he says it.
That's whack.
My man's walking around with a bell.
That's whack.
All right, so if you're scoring at home, you get two cornies and three whacks in the first answer alone. And then he throws in a few more that's whacks as the conversation goes on. I mean, I'll be real. I can listen to that for hours. All right, I'll be real. I did last night. That might be more impressive, the multiple whacks and cornies, than 17 assists and no turnovers. But again, I'm not sure what's better, what he said or how he looked. The facial expression is so funny. He's kind of messing with his beard and then just starts laughing. He's looking at the media like, are you serious with this junk? Are you serious? Now, if you wonder, thanks, Siri. If you're wondering why I think that's so funny, thank you, Alvin. If you're wondering why I think that's so funny, maybe you're struggling with the words themselves. If you're struggling with the definition of these terms, I'm here to help you out.
Struggling.
Well, struggling with whack and corny.
That's whack. That's corny.
Actually, the UD is here to help you out. The Urban Dictionary. The UD defines corny as, quote, trying to be cool, but ultimately very uncool indeed, and often even extremely embarrassing. Right. Having a four-team mini playoff before the playoff is trying to be cool, but ultimately is very uncool indeed, and even extremely embarrassing. All right? The other one. The UD defines whack as, quote, something that just plain sucks. Or isn't cool at all. Lame. Again, the idea of a four-team mini playoff would just plain suck. It's not cool at all. It is lame. Now, for years, the mantra of this show has been have a take, don't suck. And that saying something sucks is not a take. Let me update that right now. Have a take, don't suck. Saying something sucks is not a take, but saying something's whack is. And LeBron nailed it. So, to recap his big night, his box score on March 21st, 35 points, 17 assists, 7 rebounds, 1 steal, no turnovers, 2 cornies, and 3 that's whacks in one answer.
That's whack.
That's whack.
That's whack.
He's the goat.
That's whack.
My man's a goat. That is strong. You'll never see a box score like that. Like I said, he had himself a night on the floor, off the floor, and I literally just spent 30 minutes of beachfront real estate on one guy. 30 minutes of primetime, nationally syndicated content on TV, on radio, and in space on one dude. That doesn't make him the GOAT. I'm not sure what does. It's close, though. I don't remember ever doing that before. When we come back, all right, so I've given you some thoughts on a couple of topics. Now let me open it up to you. What do you want to hit on? 1-800-636-8686. Sweet 16 coming up tonight. You know I love that first matchup. Loyal of Chicago, Nevada. We've had both coaches on. They're both amazing stories. Nobody thought either one of them would be there. Who you got? Who do you like? Also, I may or may not get to this later on today. It's more of kind of a third hour thing. Beefs. Beefs. Not tainted beef, but beefs. Beefs between people. When they're good, they're great, and when they're bad, they're horrible. That's coming up, too. I mean, you know, you see it in the show all the time, right? Bobby Hurley, top of next hour. Danny Johnson and Brad Brunell in hour number 3. Your phone call is coming up next. No need to yell, little Alvin. Time now for a sports update. Alvin's trying to keep me on the clock. Time now for a sports update. Here it is.
Live from Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I think you're missing on a good opportunity here. Open phones, hour number one. Open phones, hour number one. The reason that I haven't taken a telephone call is not because I don't get phone calls. It's because I don't get good phone calls. Open phones in hour number one. Jump in here. All you have to do is get through Adam Hawk. That's not hard. That's been proven time and time and time again. Getting through the Sparrow is not hard. If you're new to the program, Adam Hawk is Adam Hawk. He got in the role of EP. He spent a day or two or a week here, and I quickly downgraded him from Hawk to Sparrow. And then after Sparrow, he was downgraded to Pigeon. He's worked his way back to Sparrow. He is not a Hawk. He's not a hard guy to get through. Just get through him to get to me and get on the air. Also, this is an issue now. I'm getting a lot of tweets from people that said, what happened to Satellite? Where is the show? We can't find it. We moved channels. We moved to channel 206. We now have a single channel. The entire CBS Sports Radio Network has a single channel for Sirius and XM, channel 206. So I'll tweet that out too when I get a second. But I'm seeing on Twitter, people cannot find the show in space, channel 206. Some of you apparently have found the show. Otherwise, you would not be sending me tweets or thumbing out tweets like this one. At Table Slam Fan tweets, the only 33-year-old to drop 17 dimes that I know of is Tiger, outside the local Perkins. You're probably pretty happy with yourself, Bill's Mafioso. You shouldn't be. I know I'm not. At Brian C60 tweets, LeBron's fadeaway was so on point last night, not even Rogaine could contain it. spotty, soured on his dome smack. You know, again, that is that what you see? That's the best you can come up with? When I see a guy like that doing the things that he's doing, I don't know, I tend to focus on the other. Namely, that he's 33, he's got those kind of miles on him, and he's doing things that really nobody should be doing at any age, and he's doing it 15 years in. Maybe this guy will set the thing straight. Let's see. At CPavey51 tweets, that's whack.
That's
regards,
whack.
Private Winslow.
Private.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that, and no, I don't want you to explain it to me either. I don't understand that, and I don't want to understand that. Do not explain it to me.
All y'all take this down. I'm pissed, man.
Alvin, you're not helping him. You're hurting him. And you should not be bumping that song on the radio, man, or on TV, Alvin. Alvin, are you one of them or are you one of us? Whose side are you on, Alvin? Whose side are you on, Alvin? If you're new to the program, Alvin is my expert engineer slash director slash producer. Essentially, Alvin is the best there ever was. Ask Steve Nash. At Laboratory Foods, forget LeBron. What about the most important game yet to be played? NSYNC versus the Backstreet Boys. That guy's one step ahead of me. When I talked about beefs that nobody wants or needs, that's the one I'm talking about. NSYNC versus the Backstreet Men. I hope I don't get to it, but I've got one in the event that I do. And Rome, Ohio State's whack. Signed, Lendale.
Hey, listen, Ohio State sucks.
He didn't say they're whack. He said they suck. Saying something sucks is not a take. Saying something's whack is. That's Gabe in SLO came with that. As usual, my content's better than yours. Keep trying. Do better. Let's get a phone call in here. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Houston. Tim in H-Town. It's good to have you, Tim.
Rome.
What's up? How you doing, man?
Rome, hey, let me give you a shout-out from the third coast. You want to know what's whack is the West and East Coast. But more importantly, Rome, there are zero turnovers right now because they're calling from the world champions Houston Astros home. And I am getting in my car to come drop myself off at the golf course. And when I go to 201 and I get that, go to 201 for this, 202 for that, and I'm freaking out. And finally, I found it on 206. And I'm driving down the road, and you're talking about golfers. And I'm sitting here. I've got the car pegged on 72. My luxury wrenches are clickety-clacking in the back. And when I mean luxury, I mean luxury. And I'm depositing my fives handicap at the world famous Champions Golf Club, home of PGA champions John Paul Hebert, Dave Marr, jungle legend Elk, and the co-founder of said course, Mr. Jackie freaking legend Burke, 1956 PGA and Masters champion. I have a 12:06 tee time room. It is 16 till noon. The sun is out. It's a 72-degree day, and the azaleas are blooming.
I got to jump in. Rack this guy. Tim, you're amazing. You're amazing. Let me reset what that guy just said to you and said to all of us. He said, I don't care about the East Coast or the West Coast. Let me tell you about the third coast. Let me tell you about the best coast. My man. And that's not going to go well, Tim. It'll go well for you. It's 11:45 Pacific time on a Thursday, and this dude has got his luxury wrenches going clickety-clack in the back of his car as he's headed to the club to tee it up, and I think he said 12:05. And it's 72 degrees, and the weather is perfect. And this guy's feeling good about him. Going to a great club with his luxury wrenches in his luxury sled on a work day in perfect weather. Listening on satellite. This guy's living the very best life.
I mean, luxury!
I'll tell you, you don't have a luxury phone, a luxury blower, luxury wrenches going clickety-clack, and you're calling me from an iPhone 3. Come on, man. If you're going to call and talk that kind of junk, you want to make sure we at least hear what you're saying. That guy's got it good. Anybody else? I don't even get to the take yet. That guy knows exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about golf as legalized heroin. Golf is legalized heroin, and you're sweating it because it's springtime. It's Thursday. You're thinking about the weekend. You're thinking about whether or not your tee time is in jeopardy. Are you going to play? You know you are. I know you are. We all knew you are. That's golf guy. And this guy's saying, not me, Rome. Not me. I'm listening on satellite. Although he did say he was freaking out because he went to Channel 201 and he couldn't find the program. Once again, if you know somebody who can't find it, or if you can't find it and you found me another way, we're now on Channel 206, Sirius XM. We move channels. It's now one channel, Channel 206. Bobby Hurley coming up top of the hour. I need your thoughts. I need your reaction. Somebody from Houston calling to talk junk about how the weather's perfect. He's got his luxury wrenches going clickety-clack. He's on his way to play. A 12:05 tee time, middle of the week. Guy's got a good life. I wonder about that dude. Does that mean he's got a good life, or does that mean he doesn't have a job? Does that mean he's got a job, or he's got a job and he's going to bust out in the middle of the day and then change back into whatever he wears before he plays golf? It's one of my favorite power moves. Dude's getting out of the work uniform to put on their golf outfit, golf wardrobe, get in a quick nine, maybe just tee it up a few times, maybe go to the driving range, hell, play 18. And then at the end of the day, sales reps are the best at this. Go out there, get to the driving range, play nine, play 18. Better yet, play nine, see a movie, get back in your car, change back into your suit, roll into the office at about 4:59 p.m. and drop that one tiny sale on the desk of the sales manager that you've been holding on to for a week and a half to set up this one day. That's the move. That's the power move. Sales rep, tell me I'm wrong, because you know I'm right. You got in nine, you went to a movie, you had a cocktail, you got back into your suit, and you dropped off that miniature sale that you had been hoarding for like a week to set up today or whatever day it is. I see you working. Hey, it's only cheating if you get caught. 1-800-636-8686.
Clickety-clacking in the back.
Yeah, right? I'm looking at my options. I'm checking out my phone calls. Hey, Sparrow, do you like anything you have there? Just checking with you. He says no. So if you're on hold and I'm not going to you, the Sparrow just shut you down. At Tony Wingdog, 72 tweets. That dude from Houston sounded like he was calling from a luxury Campbell's soup can. Step your game up.
Step your game up.
I mean, there's something to that. This guy's going on and on about his luxury this, his luxury that. I'm going to this club. The weather's perfect. My town is perfect. My car is perfect. And I'm calling from one of the worst phones ever. Jeff Coppice tweets, Tim in Houston, I never heard so little content delivered with so much conviction. I never heard so little content delivered with so much conviction. It's a great line. It reminds me of that line that a guy that I knew said about another guy that I knew. I've never seen a guy that ugly with that much confidence. I've said that before and I'll say it again. That's an amazing line. Quote, I've never seen a guy that ugly with that much confidence. This is that version of that. Tim in Houston, I've never heard so little content delivered with so much conviction.
I mean, luxury.
Mike D for three tweets. War Tim drinking at the same bar as Lauren before teeing off.
I'm your clone.
Lauren jumped today. Lauren called yesterday. Lauren said, I'm your clone, guy.
You're my idol, man.
That's Lauren, yo.
Come on.
And she jumped the day. Hey.
Do what?
What's up, Lauren?
I'm your clone.
Guy. I know. Hey, Rome, I want to talk about how great LeBron is. Yeah, he's great. I'm a huge fan. Great. He is. Sign Lauren. Wow.
Come on. All right, I want to talk about Michigan basketball.
Matt in Poland Springs, War Lauren and Casey in Pensacola battling it out for the number one spot in Florida day drinking.
Do what?
I don't know if she was. I know Casey was. I know Casey is, because Casey has made several calls under the influence. Come on, now
Ray,
step your game
are
up.
Are you okay? Are you
step
okay,
it up on
Ray,
social.
Ray, Ray, are you okay? Tell us that you're okay. Ray.
This
are
is Casey.
You okay? Are you okay?
Nobody
Ray,
sober
Ray,
makes that
you've
call.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
Nobody sober makes that call. That was Casey. Let's go to Nevada. Nevada onto the Sweet 16. They've got Loyola of Chicago. That game is going to tip off at 4:07 Pacific. David in Nevada. It's good to have you on, David. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm just kind of perturbed about the Nevada Wolfpack with their awesome coach, Eric Musselman, the lack of respect that they've gotten all year because they're not in a Power 5 conference. They're out west, and they've already played two close games during the regular season against Texas Tech and TCU, and now they've beaten Texas, and they've beaten Cincinnati. And it's like, Nevada Wolfpack, let's get some respect. They're not number 24. They should be at least the top 15, especially with Eric Musselman as their head coach. And look how excited he is, how much fun they're having. And it's awesome. It'd be nice to get more respect for the Nevada Wolfpack and Eric Musselman because he's fantastic.
He is fantastic. David, let me respond to you. Hey, listen, you said it yourself. You're not in that power conference, so you're not going to get that kind of respect during the regular season, but who cares? Maybe nobody knew about you before, and everybody knows about you right now. In terms of we should be top 15, well, you're top 16. Win tonight, then you're top 8. So I wouldn't sweat that fact. Everybody knows about you and your team and your coach right now. I love Nevada. I love what Mus has done there. And by the way, people know about you because Mus is making the rounds. Eric Musselman's done an amazing job at getting guys to come in, getting transfers to fit in, making that school and that program relevant once again. It's not like they never were. That was once a powerful program. That was once a really good program. And then they slipped. And then he came in and he got them back to where they need to be. And he did it quickly. And he had a great plan. And most of all, he's got guys who buy into the plan. I'm not sure I've ever seen a team that personified their coach the way that team embodies that coach. You know, that Nevada grit. Mus is an extremely tough-minded guy.
Nothing feels better than this. Nothing.
You know, Mus is one of those guys who was kind of undersized. I mean, not a big guy. Played college basketball. His father was absolutely intense. And Mus was a gigantic chip-on-the-shoulder kind of guy, but extremely smart. I can remember Mus back in the day when he had jobs in the NBA. I remember Mus, because I know Mus a little bit, when he went about getting those jobs, what he would do is he would interview for a job and he would compile a book. Like, he would know about that job going in and he would get every bit of data and intel imaginable about that team. And he would come in and he would drop this book on a desk and he'd make his presentation. This is who you are. This is where you've been. This is where I see you going. And this is how I'm going to get you there. The guy is really, really smart. And you'd have to be at that level. But I think that he's got this great intellect, this amazing basketball IQ. He's got, like, the great photographic recall, but he's tough. And his guys are tough. They're not that deep. They're not huge, but they're very athletic. They can score the ball. They get up and down. They play up-tempo ball, and they're tough-minded. I mean, how else do you come back from Texas down 14? How else do you come back on Cincinnati down 22? Because you're tough-minded, and you compete. You never give in. How's that? Is that enough love for Nevada? But you got a tough matchup in Loyola Chicago. And Tim's getting a lot of heat. Tim in Houston. Dear Pimp, let me translate that call from Tim. My fat ass is on the way to a goat track with my new DeWalt tools that I got at a thrift store to repair some fences. Then I'll swing by a Mickey D's Wendy's combo restaurant that are only found in Fatville, Houston, to get a couple of biggies and a family-sized Frosty. Signed, Jeff from the 919. Wore Tim's luxury 1993 Ford pickup, missing a bumper. A lot more of that came from. Bobby Hurley joins me next. Hour number two straight ahead. Do not go anywhere.